Can you remember the first time you went to a circus? I'll never forget the day my dad took me to my first circus in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The whole city was decorated with banners and posters. The circus had come to town. We found a place to park and walk over to the big top. We bought our tickets and went in. Three rings, a high wire, clowns, horses, jugglers, and right in the middle was a giant cage filled with the most fierce animals I have ever seen. We were sitting pretty close to that cage, and all of a sudden, one of those big tigers looked directly at me and gave a huge roar that lifted me right off the bleachers. Man, was I glad that old boy was behind bars. And then something happened that I couldn't believe. A man wearing a sparkly suit, black boots, and carrying a chair and a whip walked into that cage. I figured he must be the bravest man that ever lived. And he took charge. He had those animals jumping over each other and through fiery hoops, sitting down in rows, rolling over. Amazing stuff. And then it happened. One of the cats broke rank and leaped at the guy. He stepped back, lifted his chair, snapped his whip, and for a second it was a standoff. And finally, the big cat went back to his place. Even though I was a young kid, it was clear to me that that old tiger's goal was not merely to sniff or lick his trainer, but to attack him, to chew him up. And Christian, never underestimate the purpose of your arch enemy, the devil. He is out to devour you. In fact, that's the very word the Apostle Peter uses. Be of sober spirit and be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now, does that mean that you must live your life in fear, wondering if he's lurking behind every bush, ready to leap on you? No, the Apostle Peter then says, but resist him, firm in your faith. You can overcome the devil by relying on God's word. Even Jesus relied on the written word of God when he faced Satan in the wilderness. He repeated those powerful words, "It is written." Christian, take time during the next few days and memorize the promise of 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. A chair or a whip will do you no good. Your enemy is defeated by God's word. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.